Hello. Well, it's the very last day of 2024. I can't believe it. It's been a funny old year. But how's everybody else feeling? How are your sort of emotions? Because the new year can be a wee bit of a roller coaster, the emotions for people. So this is kind of obviously 7 a.m. on New Year's Eve, and it's episode 39, which for me, I can't believe I've done 39 episodes, yeah, and most of them myself. I mean, I know I can talk. Everybody that knows me personally knows I can talk. But it's one thing holding a conversation with someone else. It's a complete other story holding a conversation with yourself. And hoping for the best that people listen and enjoy. I do genuinely think some people in my family that maybe don't have as much, what's the word I'm looking for? Belief. And me probably thought I was absolutely bonkers when I said I was going to do this. And probably laughed at me as well, which, joke's on you, because I'm still doing it and my numbers are still growing and I'm loving it more than I did to begin with. Because also, not just the fact that I enjoy it, I think my confidence has grown doing it over the time. So when I first started doing this, well, actually, when I first started thinking about doing it, because I've been researching doing it for a couple of years before I even started putting the wheels in motion, which is what I tend to do with most things, any of my businesses that I start up. But I think this was my scariest one. And the reason for that is because you're putting yourself out there a bit more than anything else. It's a bit like that spotlight on you. If you say you're standing on a stage and you're waiting for everybody else to come and watch or stand behind you or stand at the side or whatever else, and it ends up just you on stage in this big black stage, dark room, whatever, and just a spotlight on you, and it's like, oh Jesus, I need to do something now. I need to actually do this. So obviously, like I said, researched it for a long time, looked into it, took my time starting, because I don't want to just start something because I want to fully commit to it, the same as any business I would start. So fully committed, bought not the most expensive equipment, but relatively expensive equipment, because I didn't want to, obviously, when you first start up a podcast, you know that you're not going to earn any money for quite a while, the same as most businesses. But more so probably with a podcast. So I didn't, and obviously I'm a single parent, so any money I do have has to for mostly be towards my family, my bills and things like that. So it's like saving, putting money by here and there. But as well, I know you can go to recording studios, podcast recording studios, to record your podcast, and yeah, it might aesthetically look a bit better or whatever, but I couldn't justify paying out all that money when I can do the job myself. And also, I'm very much, if I want a job done and I want it done right, I'll do it myself. And then if I don't know how to do it and I really, really struggle and I really can't, then I'll go to a professional. And I do think I've done not too bad a job. Yous may disagree, yous may agree, but I think, considering I have zero knowledge of recording, zero knowledge of editing. Now, is when it comes to editing, the only thing that I've ever done previous to recording the podcast is cropped a photograph. That is literally all I've ever done. That's as far as my editing skills go. So when you think of that, so you think, I have no tech knowledge. I have no recording knowledge, and I have no editing knowledge, no uploading of audio or videos or anything like that knowledge, apart from your usual on like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, whatever, where you literally just post a post and add a something. I think I've done not too bad. I would give myself a pat on the back. And thank you if you would as well. And if you wouldn't, then why not? What have I done wrong? Or is it just that you're still waiting to see? Because that's okay as well. If you're still waiting to see if it's worthy of a pat on the back. So yes, I would say I've done not too bad. You've done alright, hen, and I'm learning as I go, which that's all we can do. If we learn from our mistakes, then, I mean, there's some mistakes in life that it probably took me quite a few times to learn from, i.e. relationships, men, etc, etc. And I think I've learned just to stay away. Just stay clear. I said that to my Auntie Rosemary the day. I was talking to her, and I can't even remember how we got into the conversation. I said, ah, Auntie Rosemary, that's how I've been single for so long. I'm not very good at picking the men. I'm not very good at the relationship things. She just laughs at me. She must be like, no, I don't think so either, really. And I think your most recent choice to stay single is probably the best that you've ever done in your 40-odd years. Obviously, not including my boys, because they are the best thing that's been in my life. But I just mean as in, you know what I mean? And any single mamas or single dadas out there that are on the same wavelength as me, yous know what I mean. Listen, there's probably some of yous out there that are married and been married for like 50 years that probably like, yep, you've done the right thing. Don't do what I've done. I've always said I wouldn't sign that bit of paper. I don't need a bit of paper to tell somebody I love them, so I'll just stick to me, myself and I. If it happens, it happens. I mean, I did tell Danielle that I've told the lot of yous that she won't set me up with her pal, and she just laughed. And I thought, no, Danielle, I'm outing you here, and you're still not taking me seriously. I mean, I don't even know what this guy looks like. Oz, I know his name, and I can't even remember that. And I know he's Irish, and I like an Irish accent. So it's probably best you doesn't introduce us to him. We'll just leave that one in 2024. So today, what are we talking about today? Mentally preparing for 2025. Who knew we'd be talking about that? A bit obvious, isn't it? Mentally preparing. How can you mentally prepare? And can you do it within 24 hours? Yeah. As long as you're willing to keep continuing to follow through with what you're trying to do and what your end goal is. Nothing's going to happen straight away, and some things take time to build or time to change or time to fix. Some things you can fix it straight away or change it straight away. But it does all depend on what you're looking to get out of, because you've also got the mentality of whatever it is you want to happen in your life, or whatever it was as you want to be in your life, or who you want to be in your life. Are you willing to work for it and keep working, or do you just want it to happen? Because if you just want it to happen, then it's potentially not going to work or last long, fix or whatever it is you're trying to do. It all depends. Everything's a process, and a continual process in life. We're getting off a deep meaningful here, aren't we? But everything is a process, and a process that you need to continue every day. I'm not saying you need to work on things every day, but you do need to put your bit of oomph in it, put your mindset into it, and put your work into it, grafting, as they say. And that doesn't matter whether it's planning a family, a relationship, a job, studying, building a business, building a house, buying a house, going to Asda for the shopping, because that can be a task on its own. And I've just read somewhere that Asda was absolutely mental today, and I'm going there tomorrow morning, and that, well, not your tomorrow morning, my tomorrow morning. And I'm not sure I'm mentally prepared for that. I can't cope. Now, I've told you all before, I don't like shopping. And it doesn't matter if I'm shopping for food, shopping for shoes, bags, clothes, perfume, makeup, a hairbrush, a hat. I'm trying to think what else you can buy in a shop. A bin, a hoover, a shelf. I'm not into it. The one thing that I wouldn't mind going shopping for, but I don't have the means to do that, is buying a house. And I've always said I'd probably only be able to buy a house if I was to win the lottery. And at the minute, I'm not even buying lottery tickets, so that's not going to be happening anytime soon. So I wouldn't mind going looking at houses. I mean, I could go and look at houses in Cadon. I've got to buy them, couldn't I? But that's not nice. Shouldn't do that to people, because you're building their hopes up that they're going to they've got a wee seller. Because I'd be like, oh my god, I'm going to put an offer in when I leave here. I'd get right into the role. I'd be like, oh, I love this house, I want it, I've got to buy it. Aye, I've got my mortgage already. I've got a pot to piss in, but aye, I've got my mortgage. Don't bother, doll, I've signed the papers tomorrow. So maybe I shouldn't do that. I'd build my hopes up, and I'd build the poor wee soul that's selling the house's hopes up, and then the, what do you call them? Remember, I couldn't remember their name yesterday. Estate agent, I'd get their hopes built up, because they're like, yes, I've got my commission. So maybe we won't do that one. Maybe we'll leave that till we've actually got the money to do it. I mean, there is the thing in there where people say that your word is as good as a contract. So a verbal contract. So if I say to somebody, love it, absolutely love it, perfect house, perfect size, oh, I could just walk into it now, don't even need to do anything to it, definitely buying it, love it, please don't sell it to anybody else, please sell it to me, is that me entering into a verbal contract? Because if it is, then I could get myself into a lot of trouble here. I'm getting a wee bit excited wanting to buy a house that I've no money for. So we'll not do that in 2025. We'll maybe wait to 2026 for that one. Maybe the finances will be a bit better by then, and we might be able to buy a strip of grass. Now that virtual stuff, no virtual. What's that word? You know what I mean? That fake stuff. Aileen's losing the plot. You can tell it's getting to the end of the year, and it's also PMT time of the month, because Aileen seriously turns into a whole other species, I think. So me and Danielle were having a wee conversation, but I don't know whether to tell you about that. I mean, it wasn't anything serious, it was something quite funny, and but I think it'd be a good story for us to tell when she comes on the next episode that she's on. But basically we started talking, no, I'm not going to get into this because I don't know the full facts anyway, but we were talking about some, I'd seen a video about, like, what's his name, Jay-Z, getting his passport took off on for the courts. So we started talking about that, and then we started talking about Kim Kardashian, and then we started talking about it, and started talking about it, and by the end of it, she had me making a certain kind of videotape with any Scottish famous person. And every time she said her name, the dudes were laughing behind it, because every time she said her name, I'd be like, Nat's nah, married, Nat doesn't live here, he's dead. Spirit, enter me. So, by the end of it, the dudes were going, we're still laughing, because we're like, we're actually sitting here talking as if this is going to happen. Anyhow, I'm not having any videos of me kicking about, unless you want to pay me a lot of money. I mean, no, not the day, pal. We'll be building that one in 2026 as well. honestly can't deal with how your brains work when we get together and see this wee announcement we've got to make. I think you're all going to be terrified. Anyway. How did I do this? I start on a serious subject and then I just go completely AWOL. So, you're supposed to be mentally preparing for 2025 and you're all sitting here trying to get me putting out sex tapes. Stop it. Behave yourselves. Calm down, stop getting so excited. I'm not saying it. Right, be serious. Breathe. Right, my bit of paper tells me... Oh, I'm... No, what day are we on? No, it is. I thought that said Thursday there. So my bit of paper tells me we're on Tuesday, the 31st of December. You are, I'm not. And we are on episode 39 and we are talking about mentally preparing for 2025. So, think back to your 2024 and think of everything that you potentially achieved, you work towards achieving. I mean, it doesn't have to be something grand. It doesn't have to be to do with, oh my God, I achieved a promotion or I qualified from my uni. It could be something simple like a goal you've made. Like, I said I was only going to go out twice in a month rather than four times in a month and I managed to keep to it, because some people do get dependent on alcohol and drugs and whatever else. So if you've managed to cut that by 50%, that's an amazing achievement. It could be I've worked towards moving out the parents' house and I've moved, maybe you're renting a room, maybe you're renting a house, a flat or whatever. Maybe you have got a new job or you've got a promotion. Maybe you're still working towards it. Maybe you've got the wheels in motion. Maybe you actually built up the courage to go and speak to your line manager or whoever it might be to say, I feel as if I've outgrown the role I'm in now and I would quite like to move to a different department or look at any kind of promotion I might be available for. So it doesn't have to be anything huge and it doesn't have to have instantly changed your life. But if it's something that you've dreamt of, worked towards, thought of, I mean, you could thought about it in the moment, but if it's anything that's beneficial for you or a positive action for you, then you've achieved it. You've done it. And nobody can ever take that away from you. Like, you might have said, I wanted to do it for 6 months, but you've done it for 3 months. But you still done it. You still deserve the credit for it. And you've got plenty of time to fully achieve your goal. Nobody's saying, the only person that should be putting pressure on yourself, and pressure is the wrong word, but the only person that should be saying to you, I said that you were going to do this and you need to do it by this point, blah, 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 is you. But you also need to sit and talk yourself through it and say, right, okay, maybe the goal that I made wasn't realistic, but if I tweak it a wee bit, it will be more realistic. So then maybe you can carry that into 2025. Is there something that you're facing in 2025 that you've been trying to put off facing? It could be a medical treatment. It could be an interview for college or uni, because I know my son's going to be going for interviews for college soon and my niece is going to be going for uni interviews soon, whenever they start. It could be that you completely want to overhaul your life in 2025. Maybe you want to move abroad. Maybe you want to completely change your career. Maybe you want to completely change you. Maybe you feel like, I'm not actually the best version of myself. I could be a much nicer person. So how can you do that? Listen. But going into a new year can be quite triggering and upsetting for some people as well. Me being one of them. But I do know that some people will find it harder than what I do. I have a particular memory. Now, mine's wasn't actually on New Year's Day, and it's not the story I told you about the other day, and I'm not going to get into it because it can be a bit of a trigger warning, so I'm not going to touch on it at all, because if I'm going to talk about the subject, I need to make it more of a full episode type thing, to kind of help other people through the same situation. So I won't actually say what happened, but it happened to me like days with New Year, a week after New Year, literally a week after New Year. So it's not the actual New Year is hard for me, but it's the knowing that that date's coming up is hard for me. I don't let it stop me doing anything, and I don't let it necessarily affect me in the sense where that particular day I won't speak to anybody or whatever. I might shed a tear, I might think about it, but I don't let it hold me back. In a sense, it did hold me back for a long time. One of the things that held me back for a long time, I've got a full list. We need a full diary for Aileen's list of traumatic past. But anyway, we'll not get into that now. Yeah, it did probably affect me for a long time, but it wasn't the main thing that affected me. It was one of the things that affected me over the years. And now, and it's not even necessarily because I think, right, I'm of an age now, I can just brush it off. Because it's not like that. It's more, and I've not necessarily made peace with it as such. Potentially made peace with it, but it's more that I've worked on myself. And I know what I want in my life, and I know what I don't want in my life, and I know I don't want any negativity. So if I don't want negativity in my life, then I need to ensure that I get rid of any negative thoughts towards anybody. Some people it's harder to get rid of them than others, but we're working on that, and none of us are perfect, and Rome wasn't built in a day, as I told Danielle today. So that's my wee nugget of I would say information, but I don't think I gave you any information there. That was my wee nugget of one of Aileen's brain cells. But you've got everybody now. Your wee mammies and your wee grannies and your wee whatever, and the housewives, the house husbands, the brothers, the fathers, the sisters, or whatever. Everybody's got to be cleaning today. Today, as in your today, not my today. So, New Year's Eve, especially in Glasgow, I don't know about everywhere else, but in Glasgow, you can't go into New Year with a dirty house. It's just not allowed. So, everybody's got to be cleaning. I know some people start cleaning like the day before, but we all know Aileen's lastminute.com. So I'll be cleaning the day. To be fair, I've not got an awful lot to do. I tend to do everything else, and then it's normally just my kitchen and bathroom on New Year's Eve. But that's enough for me in the one day, because my back will be breaking after that. But yeah, so cleaning your house and cleaning your thoughts and cleaning your energy and cleaning your personal space. How can you clean your thoughts out? Well, write them down, rip them up, put them in the bin, talk them through, get rid of them. Get rid of them in whatever way you can that does not hurt anybody else. You do not want to be creating any mental health problems for other people. Now, I've got people that have done really bad things to me in my past, and yeah, it would be so easy just to go and tell them exactly what you think of them and do exactly what you want to do to them or what they've done to you. I would not do what they've done to me. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But at the same time, I'm not going to be the person that creates that person to do something that they might do to themselves or have certain thoughts or whatever else. If they have their thoughts, then that's on them. That's how they think. That's, listen, some people are just not nice people, but I'm not going to get caught up in that, and I'm not going to get myself involved in that. You've done what you've done to me, and karma may come and get you at some point. It might not, it might miss you, and if it misses you, maybe you've done something to repent. But I don't know. But there is ways that you can. So you're clearing out your thoughts, clearing out if you've got, say for example, you've come out of a right messy relationship and you've maybe got things lying about. Now, I'm not saying you have to throw everything out, but you could box it away so that it's not in the eye shot, or it's not in your wardrobe every time you open your wardrobe, or in your drawer every time you open your drawer, as a constant reminder. If you want to move on, you maybe don't want some reminders about. Now, if it's somebody that's passed away, that's different. That's completely different. That's a completely different situation altogether. But yeah, talking things through, writing things down. Music is a fantastic source of therapy as well. We all know that we'll listen to certain genres of music depending on our mood, and that could be beneficial for you today as well. You could just listen to the rubbish I talk. I mean, what can I say? I genuinely know I talk rubbish sometimes, but I also talk a lot of sense. I don't know how I'm mentally preparing for. I think I already started trying to mentally prepare for 2025 a few weeks ago, and I think I spoke to you. I spoke to somebody about it. I don't know if it was on here or if it was in my work life or in my private life. Listen, all my life's just rolling into one, so I can't even tell you what life I'm in now. I could be in my next life. But if I'm in my next life, I really want to be a panda. We'll get to that story another day. That's not for today. I know you're all probably sitting there going like that. What the hell is she talking about now? I don't know. It's New Year. Listen, it's New Year's Eve. Leave me. It's not actually New Year's Eve for me, but we're nearing there. We're getting there. Yeah, I started preparing myself. Sorry, I'm trying to pull my chair in a bit, but it's not doing it. A few weeks ago for 2025, cause I always make a 12-month plan, one for work and one for personal life. So I've done the work one. Personal life is, there's not really much. There's only, I think, two things in my personal life that I want to aim towards for 2025, and one of them I've got the wheels in motion at the minute. The other one involves me making some money again. You know, December's never a very good time. December, January is never great for anybody that's self-employed, sole trader, whatever, because nobody's getting the money. They're either still paying for Christmas, or they're still buying all their Christmas stuff in, or if it's January, they've got like 5-6 weeks wait until their next pay, because they get paid early in December, so that everybody's watching the pennies, aren't they? So yeah, money's always tight. It's tight for everybody. Tight for everybody in December, January, but some people may at least have a wage commitment. Some people don't. And it all depends on the work you've got as well. I mean, when I used to do market stalls and made gifts and made clothing, printed clothing and things like that, this time of year was my busiest type of year. Sometimes you couldn't keep up with the orders. So I had twice a year I was always really busy. And other times of the year, it was more of a steady stream or nothing at all. But just before the summer holidays with the children, so it would start round about March, April time normally, and I would start making leavers hoodies for the schools. And then, so you would finish them by kind of June, July time, normally June. Yeah, June, because if the schools finish up at the end of June, so they'd be finished by June at some point. So that's fine, that's that done. But then you just had like a steady flow, or you were on the markets or whatever. And then come around about October, November time, you'd be rushed again, another wee influx until just before Christmas. And then it was dead again until February. You'd start getting wee trickles, but nothing really started coming in again until March sometimes. But again, it all just depends on your work, what you're selling, what you're offering. If somebody that needs what you are offering comes across your page or your business or you, because I mean, I've told you this before, I used to do and summer parties years ago. I was sitting in an airport one day waiting for a flight to go and visit my boyfriend at the time, who was living in Spain. And I got talking to a wee woman, and she ended up becoming a customer. listen, you never know where your next customer's going to be. Never ever stop telling people. If you've got a business, never stop telling anybody you've got a business, because you never know. That one person you've not told could be your next big customer. So they were crazy days. I loved day parties. They were also like my social life, because I've said this before, I was a single parent, and as you've just heard, the guy I was seeing at the time, he was living in Spain. So we would only see each other every other month. Although winter we'd see each other more, because where they lived it was more seasonal work. But yeah, never ever stop telling anybody that you've got a business, because you just never know. Maybe I need to go to the airport and say, anybody looking for a therapist? I'm here. But I'm looking forward to sharing all my new stuff, sharing all my new information with you later in the week. I've still not decided whether I'm going to do it at the weekend or whether I'm going to do a bonus episode on the Monday. I'll see how we go. We will see. I've still got a couple episodes to record. What day are we on? What day have I done? I've still got the weekends to record anyway. So that's the only days it could be. The only days I've still got to record is the weekend. So I'll either do it in one of them, or I'm just looking at the list to see. I could potentially tell yous on the Saturday. Right, so I've not decided. I'll either tell yous in Saturday's episode, or I'll do a bonus episode on Monday. It's tempting. Tempting. I don't know. I'm scared. I get dead nervous when I'm going to tell anything. Because you're leaving yourself vulnerable, aren't you? And you're leaving yourself open to criticism, which isn't a bad thing. But none of us want to hear anything bad about ourselves, or something that we're not, that's not true about us. Because you do get people out there that just say horrible, nasty things just because they think that, you know what, everybody's saying something nice to you, so I'll just throw in something here. And you know what, there's just no need, absolutely no need. This episode isn't really going to be a very long one, because I'm sure yous are all going to be very busy today, and yous don't want to hear me rabbiting on. I'm trying to think when the next visual one is. What did I say? I've started it records Saturdays. And I've still, it records Sundays. So Saturday and Sunday, they'll potentially be visuals. I'm trying to look to see. I think Thursdays is a visual. I think Thursdays is a visual as well. I'm just looking, sorry, at my bit of paper, because I've not actually wrote down. I need to go into my laptop. It's not even that my laptop's on there now, but I need to go into the actual file, and the file's on an external hard drive of what's everything, and that's in another bag, and I can't be bothered got to get it. So you'll just need to find that when I tell you. I'll let you know. But I know that definitely Thursday is a visual. And maybe Friday, or it might be Friday's official. I don't know. I can't remember. I will put a post on social media and let you know. And obviously, if you're listening to the audio, I'll tell you at the start if it's going to be. I don't know. I'm lost. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, there is still a couple of visuals to come, and a couple of audios, but this one is audio only. My hands are swelling up. Well, one hand's swelling up and it's blooming, so I must have banged it, because it feels as if it's bruised. Do you know that way it feels bruised under the skin? So, what are we doing for New Year? What are you doing for the bells, actually? I know, does everybody call it that, or is that just a Scottish thing? What are you doing for New Year's Eve? We all know my dad's in Australia, so I asked him the day. what you're doing for the bills, and they're having a street party, which I've just got a vision of. Do you know Neighbours, the programme? Remember they used to have street parties and things, and I think the last street party was maybe Toadie's wedding to Melanie. I think that was it. Do you remember that was the very last, meant to be the very last ever episode, and then it ended up coming back like months later. So I've got a vision of that, like Ramsay Street style street party, and they're all out with our cricket bats and everything. Now that's not me being racist or anything like that towards Australian, thinking that you all play cricket. I don't mean it like that, and I don't mean that because you're an Australian you're having a street party you need to play cricket, but that's just what I envision when my dad tells me that, because that's what I've seen on the telly. Okay, I've said this before, we need to stop explaining ourselves every time we say something, because we're scared in case we offend anybody, and I'm not even trying to offend anybody. I'm just trying to talk sense, but not, there's never very much sense comes out of my mouth. So New Year's Eve I will be going to Asda, going to Marks and Spencer's, going to Home Bargains, potentially going to B&M if I can get my youngest out, but we might wait till Friday to do that one because that's not anything urgent. And then do I need to go to the post office? I think I need to go to the post office, then I need to go home, put all my shopping away, clean my house, clean me. Oh, I need to go to Boots. I might put a colour through my hair, but I don't know what colour to go. So I've been swaying towards going brown because I thought, do you think that make me more intelligent? But I know it doesn't, because I've tried that before and I had to go back to blonde because the thoughts in the mouth did not match the hair colour. So some sort of blonde I'll need to be, but I'm past the whole peroxide thing. We're not doing that anymore because it near killed my hair. So I've got to buy a colour for my hair the more. No, I've got to put a colour through my hair. No. I can't do this by myself. Who remembers that song? Who sang it again? I can't remember his name. Red, it was called. Wait till we find it. I loved it. Now, this song came out in 2009, potentially. And the reason I remember is because I was working at Ann Summers at the time, and me and my pal that were in the same team used to sing it to each other. Not to each other, but we used to sing it all the time. Let's see, who sang Red? Red. What? That's a different song altogether, Aileen. Stop it, you're changing the subject again. How can I not find it? Songs. No, I'm not playing that. That's not the song I'm talking about. It was a man. And I keep got... Why is Alexa what I talk to me? I keep got to say Daniel Bedingfield, but it's wasn't him. I'm sure the guy looked like him though. I don't know, I can't find it. Who in God's earth sang? No, not playing anymore. Red. Let's see. Maybe I need to Google it because Alexa's not playing with me. Nobody's playing with me. But that's another story, isn't it? We know that, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it. Right, who sang Red? Who sang... Oh, aye, that was right. Daniel Merriweather, aye. I knew his name was Daniel. I always called him Daniel Bedingfield, and it was never Daniel Bedingfield that sang it, but if I'm 50% right, then I'm halfway there. What that one, it? See if you're good at maths and see if I was right with that one. How did we get on to that? See what I mean? Start talking about one thing, end up finishing talking about something else. So, I will be cleaning, tidying, shopping. My most favourite chores on the one day. How amazing. Most loved chores, most loved tasks. All in the one day. Thank you kindly. So I'll do that until maybe about 4 o'clock or something. Then we'll phone dinner in, and then we'll just chill out and get ready for the tears and the snorters. No, I'm kidding on. Then we'll get ready for everything coming on the telly. Who remembers the steamy? Now, if you're Scottish, you will. If you're not Scottish, you probably won't. It was a wee Scottish programme. I bloody loved it. And it used to come on every single New Year, and they've stopped doing it, and I was fuming the first year they stopped doing it, and I'm still fuming because there was no need for them to stop putting that programme. I actually ended up buying it on DVD because I love it that much. And it was about all your wee wifies who used to go down the steamy, and if you don't know what the steamy is, it was like your wee washers. They all went down, they all congregated down the steamy on New Year's Eve in the morning. They'd go first thing in the morning with all their big bags of washing, or they would have the pram full of washing or whatever else. And they'd do all their bedding, all their everything, get it all done. Everything was washed, clean, tidied, folded, washed, dried, folded, ironed, whatever, in time for New Year. And then obviously once they'd been at the steamy all day, so they'd probably leave there, they'd get their early bells in the morning, they'd probably be there all day to about 5 o'clock at night, and then they'd go up the road, wash their house, and then their men would come in and get pissed and probably piss over it. But that was the whole point. That was the whole story, the whole theme behind the steamy. They'd all talk about their men, and they'd all talk about what they'd done at New Year, and what they want for their future and whatever else. And it was like every age group. And then you had the wee janitor guy who obviously fixed the washing machines or fixed anything that was broke in it in the steamy. And he was a wee drinker. He liked his wee drink. But all the women had been and bought their booze for that night, their drink for that night, and it was all hidden in their bags and whatever. And a couple of them start getting upset, and they start thinking about things and telling each other stories, and then they end up pulling out the whiskey and was it brandy or was it port or something like that? I can't remember, but they all had their different drinks, and one person had the drinks, somebody else had the glasses and whatever else, and then he comes sniffing about because he's like, what you's up to? Like nothing. And then the next time he's in on the action, he's drinking as well, and then you've got the wee nosy woman who wants to grass everybody in, and she's looking as if to say, I'm got to tell on yous. So if you've never watched the steamy, and you kind of need to be able to understand the Glasgow twang, we'll put it like that, because there's not an awful lot of sort of Scottish slang words. It's more just, we can talk quite fast sometimes, and we can be quite harsh in the way we talk. Brash, harsh, I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, if you, I would recommend it to anybody. I know it's definitely on YouTube to watch. You obviously can get it in DVD. I've never found anybody else to watch. I've tried on like Netflix. It might be on now, that's a couple of years ago I tried. I've tried to look out for it on Netflix and like Amazon Prime and things like that, and I've never found it, but it could be there now, I don't know. But if you do get a chance, definitely get a watch. It's great fun, it's a good wee laugh, it's a nice wee heartwarming thing, and there's like the different emotions, and it's the community coming together and all helping each other, and it's like I said, everybody's a different generation and they're all a different age, but they all still come together and help each other, and that's what it should be about, and that's what it used to be about when we were all wee. Well, my generation, generations before me, or whatever else, maybe the next generation, not so much. They've not necessarily seen that side of life, which I think is quite sad and upsetting. I do think we need that whole community spirit back again. But I highly recommend. So that's my top tip for New Year's Eve. Go watch the steamy, and it'll warm you. It will warm the cockles of your heart. That's my top tip. I've not got any other top tips right now because I'm no telepathic. I'm no psychic. I'm no nothing. So I don't know what yous are thinking or what yous want me to say, or what questions you're trying to ask me, or anything like that. Because I'm just me. all by myself. But I'm going to go, because like I said, this was just a wee short one. I hope you all enjoy your New Year's Eve. Please stay safe, stay warm. If anybody needs anybody to talk to offload to sound out to or ask advice, message the page. The page is always open, it's never closed. The phone's always on, it's never off. But if it's through the night, please only phone if it's an emergency, because I don't sleep anyway. I'm kidding, I'm not using phone, it's fine. But other than that, send an email or send a message to the page and I'll get back to you. And if you want me to phone you, send me your number. And a wee message as to what it is you want me to phone you about, your name, etc. And yes, I will help where I can. And if I can't help, I will point you in the right direction of where you can get the help. But for now, enjoy New Year's Eve. Stay safe, stay warm, stay together. Don't separate from friends and family and whatever else if you're out and about, because too many stories of people going missing just now. And we don't want to hear any more of that. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with another episode. Ta-da! Just thought I'd say that for another one last time for 2024, you know. This is the last episode of 2024. I'm not crying, you are. Anyway, take care. Enjoy your day and night. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.